This is a reading based on Psalms 98, Hebrews 1, 1 through 4, and John 1 through 14. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him.
In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King.
The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God.
Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy.
After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs.
Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity.
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
This next section is divided into three parts. There will be readings and songs based on the prophecies that were announcing the birth of Christ. There's a reading on the actual event, the birth, the shepherds, the angels. And then there's a scripture reading that is our response, our praise to God. Before we begin this section, please bow your heads and pray with me. Father, we thank you that you promised salvation for us. Thank you that you sent your Son Jesus. Receive our praise for this event and for the fact that you have made it possible for us to be in right relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Try to follow my mother-in-law's instructions. All right. All right, I will be reading from Isaiah 9, verse 2 and verse 6 and 7, and then I'll also be flipping over to Luke 1, 1 to 4. Isaiah. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. And Luke 1:1-4. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. With this in mind, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I too decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught.
In the Voices Together, the Purple Book, turn to number 267. We'll sing together What Child Is This? And also we'll combine that with the song Helpless and Hungry on 268. So you'll see at the bottom of 268, it kind of outlines the directions for switching back and forth between the songs. We'll start with Helpless and Hungry, verse 1, then do What Child Is This? Verse 1. Helpless and Hungry, verse 2, What Child Is This, verse 2, and then on verse 3, we'll sing together. So this side, on my left, on your right, we'll sing What Child Is This, and then this side, we'll sing Helpless and Hungry on verse 3. And why don't we stand to sing together?
Thank you. And then turn to number 259 in the same book, number 259. Luke 2, 1 through 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, where he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told.
You'll see that I'm listed in the bulletin as the music leader for this Sunday, and I did a very poor job of giving credit for the people who are actually making the music with me. Brody Thomas and Lori, thank you for your incredible piano duets during the prelude, and Lori during the service as well. Sarah Halteman for violin and leading the section, and Welby will be leading the third section of songs, so I apologize that that did not make it into the bulletin. Purple Book number 265, angels from the realms of glory. And number 241, O Come All You Faithful. Sarah is going to play the descant with this in the third verse, so go ahead and sing the third verse unison, and we'll enjoy that, and then back to all four parts for the fourth verse.
Thank you. for what Christ and God has done, is doing, and will continue to do. Psalms 148 bookends this service. And the appropriate response for us is thanksgiving and praise. So Psalms 148, verses 1 and 13 and 14. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from heaven. Praise God on the heights. Let all of you praise the Lord's name, because only God's name is high over all, and only God's majesty is over earth and heaven. God raised the strength of his people, the praise of all his faithful ones, the Israelites, and the people who were close to him. Praise the Lord.
Now we'll be singing from the Blue Hymnal for two songs. Blue Hymnal 213. Lori will give us an introduction, and she will accompany verses 1 and 4. But we'll sing all four verses, and let's stand, please. Number 221 in the Blue Hymnal, 221.
Thank you. voices together, 240. Yes, 240. And we'll sing all four verses.
Imagine a robe of God's design, clothing yourself with heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and above all else, with love. Love is the seam that binds the rest together and makes them perfect. Do we dare to imagine? Imagine wearing a robe of God's design as you go from here. Go in peace.